AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Lark Trickstead in studio with us. It's Caregiver Corner time.
Ta-da!
It is.
Yes,
it is.
It's a little dark.
We'll get that whole daylight savings switch thing taken care of.
This weekend, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Awesome.
And so that will help an awful lot.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't... I'm used to driving to work in the dark.
But yes, you are.
Most people are not.
And at the hospital in the winter, we come in the dark and leave in the dark. So
I can relate to that. And there are a lot of us that do that. But honestly, seeing kids out at the bus stop in the dark in the morning,
that's tough.
Get that switch taken care of. Well, let's see what our topic is all about here today.
Yeah.
You have, it's a pickle. Sensitive humor over a serious subject.
Yeah, that's a picture of my son's Peking duck. His name is Pickles. Yeah, but it kind of triggers my mind and makes me think about how complex the situation is, and so that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, a healthcare proxy is a document or legal instrument with which a patient, primary individual, appoints an agent to legally make healthcare decisions on behalf of the patient when he or she is incapable of making and executing the healthcare decisions stipulated in the proxy.
That's heavy. So the content for our talk today is gleaned from an article written on the Huffington Post blog by Michael Friedman. He is a social worker discussing the complexity of decision-making for his mother's advanced care. He thought he was prepared, but he was not.
Michael's mother turned 100 a year or so earlier, and she reaffirmed her desire never to go to a hospital, except for fracture care, and never to have surgery that required inpatient care.
Great. And then it happened. He got a call from an endocrinologist who had just examined his mother and believed that she should have surgery for a thyroid condition that had gotten worse over the previous year. And Mike told the physician that his mother had an advance directive not to have surgery. The doctor wasn't exactly happy with the decision and pressured Mike a bit, but Mike insisted on respecting his mother's wishes.
Later, Mike discussed the decision with his mother's primary care provider at the life care community where she lived. She agreed with his decision, even though they both believed it would lead to his mother's death sooner rather than later.
Right, and Mike felt uneasy about the decision, but the facility where his mother lived did not believe that his mother had the capacity to make medical decisions because she had a form of dementia that severely limited her memory. As a healthcare proxy, they cleared all the medical decisions with Mike, and however, Mike, he still believed that she had some decision-making capacity, even though she couldn't remember her decisions. So this is where the pickle comes in. For example, even though he had the power of attorney, Mike had consulted with her about major financial decisions, such as large gifts to her great children and heirs.
He remembered through several years earlier, when she was fully competent, that she did not want treatment to extend her life. She wanted to avoid suffering, but not to fight death when treatment would rob her of her functional ability.
Yeah, that's what a lot of us hope for. And so Mike asked her again about the thyroid surgery, and she said no. But that is not the end of the story. Several months later, the endocrinologist called Mike again, to whom she was taken for a routine follow-up visit because of a clerical error. Now, that can happen sometimes. She was distressed about Mike's mother's, the physician, condition because the goiter that the patient developed got so large it was interfering with her swallow and breathing.
Mike repeated that his mother did not want surgery. Mike said to the physician, "Did you ask my mother?" And the physician responded, "When I told her that the growth would reduce the quality of her life unless she had surgery, she said, 'Well, I guess I'll have to do it.'"
Yeah, and that changed everything. Mike and his wife arranged for a visit to the surgeon. A volunteer from the facility brought Mike's mother to the appointment. They met in the waiting room, and guess what? Mom says, "Why am I here?" Mike explained it was to see a surgeon about the massive growth on her neck, and she said, "But I don't want surgery." She repeated it again and again and again, as usual because of her impaired memory.
Mm. Mike considered leaving since she was so insistent, but they stayed to see if surgery was even an option. And as it turned out, that the surgeon gently examined his mother, and he talked with her about her condition and her wishes with great respect.
Yeah, and surgery, he thought, was ill-advised, but draining the growth might give her some temporary relief and a little extra time without additional suffering. And that was what was recommended, and that is what was done. About 2 months later, she died peacefully, without pain, in her own bed, after visits from all of her family who mattered to her.
It had been a painful and confusing journey for Mike as his mother's healthcare proxy. The hospice team helped make decisions near the end, but it was really far from an easy thing.
Yeah, and as he said at the beginning, Mike thought he was ready to be his mother's healthcare proxy, but he wasn't. He wasn't prepared for his own emotions and ethical questions, and wasn't prepared for the difference between the idea of death and its concrete reality, but... you know, expect some dilemmas, and everything is not written in stone, and that's the human experience of life.
So it is.
We're going to talk about this tough decision-making thing called Avoid the Crisis, a conference on healthcare decisions next Monday, November 5th, at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Muse Norse Conference Center at NIAC. And the planning committee has just been fantastic. The Aging Service Coalition put together this, and they are really providing excellent form for us to talk about this really difficult decision. It's free. We'd like to have you register by November 4th because of the food count. So there you go.
Get registered. And again, you've got some great speakers along with you on the panel. Dave Gruters, yeah, and John Joyner, and Barb Godfrey will be there too.
From hospice.
But of course, Lark will be leading the
Small
day here.
Part.
As well, you're the keynote speaker for the event, and it, and honestly, it's good information. It's maybe tough information, but it's good information.
There you go, and it's free.
And it's free. and you know, what in life is free anymore?
There you go.
So pick up the phone, call them at NIAC, and get signed up.
I guess the telephone number is 422-4358 or 1-888-466-422. There you go.
Two. And get the three Two. Twos, yeah. And you can even add an extension on that, too.
There you go.
Get signed up, for sure.
Just call NIAC. They know.
It's coming fast.
It is. We're ready to go.
Very, very fast. Thanks, Lark.
Thank you.
And that's our Caregiver Corner for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.